The feed will come into the middle. A shot from the outside. It's going to go up, roll in. And the first bucket of the ball game for Troy belongs to Allison Grabo. It is 3-2 MHMA. Now pressure applied. Stolen by Troy. The feed to the baseline. The kick back. The shot up. Won't drop. Rebound tipped around. Offensive board. Followed up. Won't drop. Rebound tipped down. And Folsom's going to come down with their second rebound of this early game. It's 3-2 MHMA with 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens coming down with it. Cody will dump it over to the left side. Bit of a head fake. No shot there. Back out on top with it. Here's a three for Keckner. No. In and out. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Troy. Coming up with the basketball is Gracie Grable. Gracie brings it into the fourth quarter self, taking it down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Bounce back out on top to Grable. She'll look into the middle again. MHMA staying with this. Now they're going to shift to a little player D now. So off the missed shot, they go to a player defense. Here's a left-handed three, drained it. The three from the outside for Troy by Allie Franken. And Lady Trojans have broken out on top at 5-3. We're 2 minutes in, and now the inbound pass is going to be stolen again. But again, not finished by Troy. They are not hitting a lot of their early shots. It is a 5-3 Lady Trojan lead. Outlet pass into the forecourt. Cody's going to be able to track it down. Takes it over to the left side. Has it knocked out of her hands. Picked up loose off the floor. Troy coming up with a basketball. And we're going to get her foul. It'll be on Capri Keckner. So Keckner lying on the floor reached up and kind of gave a little grab of the leg to the Troy player. She did prohibit the pass break, but she also collects her first foul of the evening. 5:40 to go, quarter number one. Girls high school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League. It's 5-3. Troy here at home in front. A little bit of a hint fake, driving to the right side. Grable's baseline, runners up. It's going to be short, and the battle for the rebound is going to result in a jump ball. Hey, first things first, and I've told Joseph, because we got started a little early, and I want to do a little something for Joseph, as I'm going to extend greetings to some of his friends and coworkers from the Osage CYS. Joseph says, hey, yes, he's working hard. He's doing the stuff, and he is pushing the buttons and running the dials and doing that stuff that I have no idea what it is, but he's got it handled. So Joseph in the studio says hi to the gang. Here's a feed down the right side. Ravens coming up court with a basketball off that jump ball. It is 5-3. Troy in front of a low-scoring start. Drive it down. It's going to be Folsom. She'll spin it across to the right side. Head fake. No shot. Into the middle. It's going to go to Cody. She's been in that lane a long time. And now her pass is knocked away. She tries to retrieve it and commits a foul. So Hannah Cody will have her first foul. It'll be team foul two. Coming at 5:05 to go in quarter number one. Still low scoring, 5-3 Troy lead. Harper Wettstein will walk it up the floor. It'll go over to the left side, and we're going to get a travel. Not stopping the feet before pulling up a dribble. Troy's going to turn it over as they just had gotten into the forecourt. Got a nice crowd on hand here tonight, particularly when one considers that we have gotten a very punctual start. Here's Keckner with the basketball at the free throw line. Skip pass over to the left to Cody. She'll put it on the floor one time, dumps it over to Adams. Adams will feed off the block. Easy layup is going to go up, and it won't drop for Folsom. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Grable. Here comes Troy. Harper Wettstein down the floor with it. Dumps it over to the left. On the edge with it is going to be Gracie. Comes back off top side. That's going to be Emerson Weber. The lob right, the square up, the rainbow three. Too strong, and a rebound is going to go out of bounds. Going to be Troy basketball. Touch last by Keckner. Still 5-3. Troy in front here at home. Now the Trojans bring it in. They're going to slow it down, work the perimeter a little bit. Dump it back over to the right side to Harper. She'll go into the lane. The left-handed turnaround shot up and good. And a hot hand early in the game belongs to Allie Franken. She's got five. It is now 7-3. Now this inbound is stolen again. But MHMA is able to knock it out of bounds. The Raven coaching staff, looking a little frustrated, is going to take a timeout. We're going to take a break as well. 4:03 to go, about midpoint of the opening quarter here in Troy, Kansas. It is Lady Trojans 7, Morehill Mount Academy 3.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
First team coming off their bench to return to the floor, coming out of the timeout, is going to be Troy, and is still the starting five out there for head coach Derek Jasper, with Harper Wettstein, Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Allison Grable, and Emerson Weber. For the Lady Ravens, their starting five also: Keckner, Cody, Peisch, Adams, and Olsen. Here we go. It'll be Troy basketball coming and playing from their offensive baseline. They'll feed it over to the left side to Wettstein. Comes back off on top, and Troy working the outside, and the Ravens have come out the timeout again in the zone defense. Straight away from the top. It's a three, in and out, no. Rebound pulled out by Catherine. So Pice coming out with a basketball. Folsom is going to have to bring it up the floor. The defense not allowing anybody else. It comes topside. Cody had a shot, elected not to take it, pulled it back down. Looked like she was going to pull a trigger on it, and then did not. Now she'll work it over to the right side. Skip pass out on top to Catherine. Left side. Baseline three is going to be on his way for Adams. It's off the back. No. Rebounding it down, Trojans. Here comes Troy. They're patiently working into the forecourt. And again, the Ravens off the missed shot go to the player defense. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. It is low scoring here. Pass in the middle. No foul call. Lots of contact. The feed underneath. No foul call. Lots of contact again. And it's going to go out of bounds off Troy. First substitution to the ball game will come in for the Lady Trojans, and checking into the game is going to be a senior, Macy Grable. So Macy will come in. And Lady Ravens coming up the floor. They're going to have Caitlin Folsom again bringing the ball up the floor. And Troy will commit his first foul of the game. It'll be on Gracie Grable. It comes into Folsom. She'll start left, change directions, fall back again. Little left-handed layup, missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Troy. Outlet pass down the court, driving, going in, going up, and that's going to be another foul on Keckner. She was way too late to the party, came running down the floor, threw herself between the shooter and the rim, and for Capri, it'll be foul number two. We're at 2 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Coming to the line, it'll be Gracie Grable. Gracie, one of the seniors on this Troy team, free throw does not go in. Troy leading in the game, 7-3. One more shot coming up for Gracie. And this one rolls out, missed them both. Rebound pulled down by MHMA. Adams has the ball, will throw it to midcourt. Pulled down by Keckner, shield drive, little hook shot, too strong. Rebound is going to be taken away from Catherine. And coming up with it is going to be Gracie Grable. She'll drive down the court, working in front of the Raven bench, puts it off on top, gets it there to Macy. Got to bear with me. We've got Macy and Gracie Grable, both in the game. 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Back over to the right side. Troy with it. Now takes it down off the block on the court one time, pushes it back to the right wing. The feed into the lane. The dish on top. The rotation to the baseline left for the long two is airborne and off the mark. No good. Rebound underneath, pulled down by Wettstein. Harper puts a shot up, cannot hit again. And Harper Wettstein still looking for her first point of the ball game. We're 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter. It is still 7-3. Troy in front. Ravens will feed a wide open Folsom. And then as she drops a shoulder, it's going to be an offensive foul, Caitlin. She had the ball just inside the block on the left side, inside the lane. And a defender came in late. She dropped the shoulder, dipped it a little bit, and went in looking for the layup. Picks up the foul, and here comes Troy. 15-foot jumper, good. Gracie Grable will collect her first points of the game. It is now 9-3. We've got a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Ravens will bring it across the timeline. Working to the right side is going to be Keckner. She'll get midway down. Now from 16 feet, Folsom shot is wide left. Rebounding off the floor is going to be Troy. Macy comes up with it. Outlets it down the right side, and Allison Grable is going to have it carom off her ankle and go out of bounds. Back it comes to the Lady Ravens. Full court pressure applied by Troy. Ravens have had a little trouble with this. Peisch has it, kicks it back over to Adams. Now into the forecourt. Cody will have it on the left side with a minute 10 to go in the first. Cody trapped up top side, lobs it over to the left. Adams will have it. Skip pass back out on top. Cody, they work around the outside. Kechter, the really long three, hits the back of the rim of the long rebound. It's going to be hauled out by Gracie. Here comes Grable. Here come the Trojans. A minute to go in the opening quarter. Right side it comes. The square up. The three. Nope. Rebounding this time. Ravens, and coming down with it is going to be Hannah Cody. Extremely low scoring, 9-3 with 40 seconds left in the first. Defeat in the middle of Kechner. She goes in, puts a shot up, hits the bottom of the rim. It's going to be rebounded back down by Folsom. She puts it up. It goes across the rim and followed back up again. And Kechner's going to get two. So Capri is on the board. And Troy is slowing it down a little bit, coming up the floor. They're going to look maybe for that last shot. No, they're going to take an open three, wide open three that misses. And a rebound is on the floor. It'll be cleared down by MHMA. So the Lady Ravens, who scored on their last possession with an opportunity to score again, waning seconds of the opening quarter. The pass comes into the middle of Peisch. She'll put a hook shot up that misses. Rebound Troy. They're going to have to hurry. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The midcourt shot is not going to get off, and that will take us to halftime. Intermission at the end. Timeout of the court at the end of the opening quarter. We're in Troy, Kansas, with high school basketball in the girls' game. It is Troy 9. Mar Hill Mount Academy, 5.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hear the Troy Pep Band in the background. And welcome back again to Troy, Kansas. It's Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball on CARE Radio tonight. CARE Radio? Yes. K-A-I-R-F-M. Horton Atchison. Coming out of the court for the Lady Ravens. It is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, and waiting. Here's the fifth. MHMA has not made a substitution. They've got the starting five still out there, and they are going to begin the second quarter with Kechner, Cody, Peisch, Adams, Folsom. Ravens are going to have it to begin the second, and they bring it in. Right side, Cody for three. A little too strong, and a rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Off Kechner, it is going to be Troy basketball. 7:47 to go, opening half. Walking it up the floor, Harper Wettstein. She has led her team and led the conference in scoring so far this season, but is scoreless yet here tonight. Nice movement of the basketball, and it is passed down to the baseline. Getting in a little bit late. I believe it's going to be on Hannah. A personal foul. The official makes his way over here. It is going to be Hannah Cody with her second foul. First free throw. Airborne. Got it. So the first two free throws for Allison Grable is up and good. She'll have 3 points, and it is now 10-5. Second one is up. That one does not go in, but wait. She's going to get a little mulligans here, a little redo as Kechner had stepped into the kind of leaning ahead, and kind of gotten into the lane just a moment too quickly. So Allison's second opportunity will not go in either, and a rebound pulled out by Caitlin Folsom. It is 10-5. Troy in front. Kechner races down court with it. Gets it Folsom. Right side, Cody. Backs away. Looks into the middle. Shifts from the right hand to the left and back to the right hand with the dribble. She's been closely guarded. The official top side counting it. And the Ravens are going to have to call a timeout. That was getting precariously close to a closely guarded call, and we're going to take a timeout. Timeout with the Ravens. It's 7:27 to go in the half. It remains Troy 10. MHMA 5.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, They can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
I've got to admit, okay, I'm going to start right out the gate here. It's just like with children, you can never have a favorite. The gymnasiums, the broadcasters can never have a favorite. Well, without saying it, this is really one of my favorite places because of the proximity to the court. We're on a little bit of an elevated platform behind the scores table, and it is a fantastic vantage point to enjoy a game. And I want to thank all the folks here at Troy for their hospitality and what a nice job they have done, and we appreciate all of that. And AD Janelle Anderson taking care of us here. Here's a baseline jump shot for the Ravens. It's going to be air ball strong. Up the hand of Folsom. Rebound to get down. It's going to be Cody. Her shot no good. Rebound to get down Folsom. Another air ball clear across the rim. And you can see that Kaylin's frustrated. She's a much better shooter than that, kind of puts her hands in the air knowing that she missed a couple of shots that she just normally does not miss. And here's a shot up on the other end quickly for the Trojans. No good. Pice with the rebound, and here come the Ravens. Cody looking over the coaching staff, getting a call, and into the forecourt with the basketball. They're going to come. It's 6:40 to go and rolling along here in the opening half. It is 10-5. Driving into the lane, lots of steps, and, oh, a foul is going to be called on the outside. Crew's going to come over the scorer's table. The foul is going to be on Gracie Grable, and Gracie has her second foul. No other Troy player has committed one. Now into the lane, the shot by Kechner, and she's going to get it. So Capri Kechner has four. It is 10-7. 6.5 to go in the first half. Troy quickly down court with the basketball, and out on top of it, it's going to be Harper Wettstein. Harper dishes it over to the right side. Coming into the game off that previous timeout is going to be Nicole Judd. Back out on top is going to be Wettstein. Ravens in that zone. Wettstein will go three. Nope, can't get it. Rebound underneath. Folsom. Caitlin's been dominant on the boards in this first half. Now the ball nearly stolen away from Cody, and we're going to get a jump ball called up top side. Hannah having trouble getting it up the floor against the defense of Harper Wettstein, who just kind of reached in and tried to pilfer that basketball. It's going to come back in on the alternate possession to Troy. 5:50 to go in the first half. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. Don't forget Raven basketball coming up tomorrow. Big hoops weekend here on Care. The feed comes into the lane. Skip pass comes out on top. The uncontested three is shot and missed. And another Caitlin Folsom rebound. She absolutely is owning the boards in this first half. Here's a pass down to the baseline. It's going to be mishandled by Adams, picked up by the Trojans. Up with it is going to come Harper. She'll glide down the left side, change directions, go into the lane, pull up from eight off the window and score it. First bucket of the ball game for Harper Wettstein. The Ravens cannot have her get hot. Now full court pressure by Troy. MHMA with the ball into the backcourt, able to bring it across the timeline. And again, Caitlin's going to bring it up the floor. She'll go into the lane and will go up with a shot, and they will call a blocking foul. But Caitlin Folsom on the free throw line for a couple. The foul is going to be on Allison Grable. It will be her first foul and second foul of the second quarter by Troy. The gym grows quiet. Caitlin's free throw rims out. So Caitlin Folsom continues to look for her first points of the game. In fact, for Hillmount Academy, 4 points for Capri, Nor Adams with three, and that is the scoring so far. Caitlin's second one looks good. Rattles home. So Caitlin is on the board. It is 12-8, and we are at 5 minutes to go in the first half. Harper Wettstein back into the forecourt. Way up high, kind of between the circles, goes back over to the right side. Taking on the edge is Weber. Now the feed to the baseline. The shot's going to be deflected. Nice defensive play by Catherine Feisch. And they're going to say a Trojan player tried to recover it, and it's going to go out of bounds. So a break for the Lady Ravens. They're going to have it in play from deep in the backcourt. And again, they're going to be battling that full court pressure. They will beat it into the forecourt with a nice pass. Drive it down. It's going to be Cody. She'll make a little bunny hop shot. No good. Followed by Catherine. Won't drop. Rebounding it down. Here comes Troy. Allison Grable coming up with the basketball, and Wettstein will bring it down the floor. 4.5 to go in the opening half. Still a 12-8 Troy lead. Wettstein works her way around the left side, swings it back over to the right. Putting the ball above her head is going to be Gracie. Grable dribbles toward the corner, lobs it back off on top, taken there by Emerson. Weber will feed into the middle where the shot off the window is no good, and the rebound going to be cleared away by MHMA. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Kechner, a little unsure of herself. She's quick to get the ball into the hands of Hannah. Cody will go to the left side. The three-point shot up by Adams. No, followed up by Kechner, and she's coming to the line having been fouled down at the baseline. Our official is going to come over here. Let's see. Foul is going to be on Allison Grable, so she will have a second foul. First free throw, no. Capri Kechner, one more shot coming her way. Moore Hill, Mount Academy Lady Ravens coming into the game today. It's 2-3 on the season, but perfect 2-0 in the conference. Second free throw fails also, and a rebound is going to be ripped free and taken away by Troy. Working away into the forecourt with the basketball. Over to the left side, it's going to be Harper Wettstein. Harper over to Gracie. Grable feeds to the baseline right, just outside the block, cutting into the lane. The shot goes up, won't go. And again, MHMA coming out with a rebound, and they're going to say it's going to be out of bounds off the Lady Ravens. Moore Hill Mount Academy has a decided height advantage over Troy in the middle with Caitlin Folsom and Catherine Peisch manning that 4-5 spot. And Troy's going to have it in, though, down to the baseline. They'll bring it in, rotate it on top, and we're back at it. The feed left, the long two, no. Rebound is going to be batted free, and taking it down is going to be the Ravens. Kechner brings it up the floor, goes into the lane. Again, many steps later, the shot goes up, and again, a foul, and again, the Ravens coming to the line. The foul this time is going to be on Emerson Weber. It is her first, and Troy getting themselves in a little foul trouble here in the second quarter. It'll be team foul four. And Capri, who's 0 for 2 at the line tonight, got a chance to pick up a couple here, and that first one is good. Macy Grable is going to return to the floor, rotating out with Emerson Weber. Second free throw, got them both. So here comes Troy now, leading by only two. And the ball is going to be stolen. A turnover, a layup that's missed by Kechner, and she will pick up a third foul trying to get it back. So Capri with foul number three. Be interesting to see what the Ravens and Coach Noel decide to do as one of his starters. And he has not taken any starters out yet. One of his starters in foul trouble this early, but there will be no movement to the bench. Ravens are going to stay with what they've got, driving into the lane. Here's a running shot that's up and missing. And Harper Wettstein continues to struggle offensively here this evening. We're at 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Baseball pass into the forecourt, looking for Folsom, but it's going to be slapped away from her and knocked out of bounds by Allie Franken. It'll be Lady Raven ball right between the Troy bench and Coach Jasper and the scorer's table. Adams will bring it in into the backcourt. Here's Hannah. Cody across the timeline. Backing in. Now there is going to be a Lady Raven change up in the lineup. Kiara Street has come into the game. We've got Kiara out there, and now we've got a illegal moving block. So an illegal screen call on Nora Adams. It will be her first foul. Raven team foul three. Putting the ball in the backcourt. Here comes Troy. 2:50 to go in the opening half. And again, what a low-scoring game. What, first team to 30 maybe wins this one tonight? Here's a feed off the block in the lane, spinning across on the court one time. The shot laid up and in. The bucket to Allison Grable. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Let's take a break. What do you say, Joseph? 2.5 to go in the first half. We're in Troy, Kansas. Where's the Lady Trojans 14, Moore Hill Mount Academy 10.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, in this game, it is for first place in the Northeast Kansas League. A couple of undefeated teams in the conference. Troy 5-0 in the conference, 7-0 on the season, and MHMA 2-0 in the conference, and 2-3 on the year. Here's a pass into the middle for Catherine Pines. It's going to be stolen. Lady Ravens are going to turn it over as they try to bring it in. Back out on top of the basketball, Harper Wettstein. Here's a three, right side, off the back of the rim, rebound. And it's going to be taken down by Catherine and Capri back in the game. We'll bring it up the floor herself. Little left-hand dribble cuts into the lane. And her cross-court pass is batted free. Saved nicely by Caitlin Folsom, who lobs it out on top. Hannah Cody's going to reset things. We're down to a minute 45 to go. Baseline three. Launched. Short by Adams. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Pice. Followed up. Missed. Saved by Pice. Followed up. Missed. Saved by Pice. And then she gets fouled. So, again, the Ravens with just dominant size in the middle, getting all the rebounds. And this is a big foul for Troy, as it is going to be the third foul on Allison Grable. Ravens are going to be set to bring Kiara Street back into the game. And at the line, Catherine Pyche. She'll launch this one, and it will not quite go in. One more shot coming up for Catherine. The Ravens are going to take Keckner out of the game as Kiera comes in. Catherine, taking plenty of time, getting her bearings, sends this one up, and it rattles home. So Pyche is on the board with 8 points, and it is 14-11. With a minute 35 and rolling here toward the end of the opening. And here's opening half, and here is a foul in the middle by Folsom. It'll be a couple of Trojan free throws coming up. Caitlin's second foul. So we've seen some fouls in this game. Almost as many as points. MHMA 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 fouls with 11 points. Troy has 6 fouls and 14 points. Pair of free throws coming up here for the Trojans. First one just a little bit short. Well, these two teams are, I know, are much more offensive minded than this. They are all 10 players on the floor struggling to get points on the board. Keckner's going to come back into the game. The second free throw also is not going to be good, and Ravens are going to clear down the rebound. And now the steal. Here comes Troy. Driving right, going in, going up, and Harper Wettstein takes it to the rack, draws the foul, coming to the line. Who did this? Foul is going to be on Nora Adams. It'll be her second. Now, neither of these teams is deep on the bench, okay? Free throw here, up and good for Harper Wettstein. So neither team carries a lot of players, so foul trouble for either team is going to be very serious. The second free throw by Wettstein, also good. It is 16-11, and we've got a minute 20 to go in the half. Caitlin Folsom, as she's done so many times already tonight, brings the ball up the court, brings it over to the left side, takes it there to Adams. Now it'll go down to the low. The shot for three is short. Offensive board put back up by Folsom, won't go. And then on the next rebound, they're going to call a foul, and they're going to send her to the line. The foul on Troy's Gracie Grable. And now how about this? You talk about foul trouble. For Troy, Gracie Grable and Allison Grable, each with 3 fouls. And Folsom's free throw, no good. Caitlin, 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Kiara Street's going to come back in. And again, the Ravens are going to take Capri Keckner out of the game. For MHMA, 3 fouls on Kickner, 2 on Cody, 2 on Adams. Second free throw looks good, but kicks off to the left side. But the Ravens are going to come up with a rebound off the missed free throw. Pass comes out on top to Cody. Goes into the lane and travels with it. A defender had stepped up in front of her, and she was caught in that kind of a no-man's land. Do I go up with the shot? Do I put it on the floor? Do I try to kick it out? And in the process, the travel occurs, and here comes Troy with 1 minute to go in the first half. Harper Wentzheimer with the basketball. Just a little seesaw dribble. Backs away. Kicks it over to the left side. Now to Nicole Judd. Over to the left side. That's going to be Emerson Weber. Lob pass to the right. Back out on top. Harper starts left. Cuts back right. Ravens sticking with that zone. And they should. I mean, you've got two big players. One just off each block. And now the ball is stolen. Nice job by Cody. Coming up with a steal, and here come the Ravens. Cody's pass comes out on top, and you've got Caitlin Bolson playing it way up high at that high post. She's above the top of the key. Got Pice going sideline to sideline from block to block. Here's a running shot. Cody is going to be deflected. Ravens are going to save it. And then Adams, who came up with the ball, is going to turn it over. Outlet will come to Harper. Wentzheimer will go and drive and shoot and miss. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be MHMA. Now the ball's on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. It will belong to the Ravens. Kechner is going to come back in with 3.1 to go. 3.1 seconds to go in the half. Ravens are going to have to get this up in a hurry, and they have no chance of that happening. Kechner's going to get a half-court shot. It does not hit the backboard, but it does hit the back wall, and we are at intermission. We'll be back here at Troy, Kansas, to summarize the opening half for you. The teams are headed for the locker room. It is Troy 16, Morehamount Academy Lady Ravens 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Back with you here at halftime of the ladies' game. It is a 16-11 lead for Troy. And Raymond's led right out of the gate, hitting a three-point shot moments in. Troy has led ever since then. Recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Trojans, pace it away. It's a tie. Allie Franken, Allison Grable, each with 5. Harper Wettstein has 4. The other two belong to Gracie Grable. From our Hillmount Academy, half a dozen points for Capri Kechner. Nora Adams hitting a 3-1 each, Catherine Peisch and Caitlin Folsom. Before this game is over, fouls are going to be a huge, huge part of the attrition. And we'll see how the coaches and the players handle it in the second half. But for Troy, two players, two of their starters, with 3 fouls each, Gracie Grable and Allison Grable. Emerson Weber has 1. Those are the fouls for Troy. For Morehamount Academy, Capri Kechner has 3. Then 2 fouls each on Hannah Cody, Nora Adams, and Caitlin Folsom in the first half. So, again, coaches are going to have to be, I'm sure, talking to their players about being very cautious out of the floor without losing that intensity and all of that. But certainly staying in the game is going to be very important as neither team has players to spare out here tonight. Talking about tonight, we got a second game coming up here on Kid Radio. The ladies will get done and the guys will step up. Boys teams are out of the floor warming up right now. That game coming up right after our first one here tonight. That said, we're going to take a bit of a break. Intermission here in Troy, Kansas. Halftime score, Troy 16, Mario Mount Academy 11. And back we go to our man Joseph. He's in the Kid Radio Sports Studio with a mid-January halftime.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Kerr Country sports schedule, we've got college basketball for you tomorrow starting at high noon as the Lady Ravens will be taking on Clark. Join us for that game as the Ravens are on the road. Again, high noon start for women's basketball. The men should take to the court against Clark at 2 p.m. On our sister stations, KMZA and KLZA, will have the Chiefs playoff game tomorrow as the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing host to the Houston Texans. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:30 in the afternoon. Join us at 2 p.m. at KMZA or KLZA, our sister stations in the MSC Radio Network. I'll be back in just a moment with a quick look at the scores as I have them.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got, well, one final to report in the JV basketball boys final. It was Atchison 58 to Washington 46. In the Sabetha Riley County game right now, Riley County is leading at the beginning of the second half, 13-7. And it's about 2 minutes left in the first quarter. It is it's the Hiawatha Redhawks trailing Jeff West, with the Tigers sitting at 6-3. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 15 tonight. Under overcast skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 22 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 5 above. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low teens to the mid-teens. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. Currently in downtown Atchison, we're sitting at 39 degrees with clear conditions. We've got 33 feels like degrees out there. Winds are out of the north at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 63%. The dew point 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.67 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, everybody, welcome you back once again here to Troy, Kansas, where we're underway. The Lady Trojans putting the ball in play. Here's a quick shot. It's Harper. It's three. It's good. It took her 9 seconds into the second half to hit her first three-pointer of the ball game, and Troy has exploded now to a 19-11 lead. It is their largest advantage of the game. Ravens down court with it. We have a collision, and we're going to have a foul on Troy. It'll be on Westside. Her first foul of the second half by either team. Here in the second half, it'll be the Lady Ravens going from left to right across your dial. Adams will be putting it in play at the baseline, right side of the lane. Out on top it goes Folsom, baseline left. Back out on top, Folsom will launch three. Off the glass, and it's in. Caitlin Folsom. 19-14. We're a half a minute into the second half. All is offense, and now Pice comes in late, trying to block the layup from Allison Grable, and Catherine will collect a foul. Now, Catherine stays out of trouble. That is only her first foul tonight. Couple of free throws coming up. First one short. Allison Grable is one of three at the free throw line. Has 5 points this evening. Second one is airborne and perfect. Half a dozen points for Allison Grable. 20-14. And coming up the floor, Lady Ravens. And the ball knocked away out of bounds. It's going to come back into... Okay, it's going to come back into MHMA. Keckner will have it in the backcourt. Coach Jasper was telling the official that was... But he thought it was the fourth foul committed by Capri. I like coaches are still helpful. They love to help. Here's a three-point shot for the Ravens. It's up and no good. Keckner, after missing the shot, comes down with a long rebound. It's loose on the floor. She'll pick it back up and scores it. Ends up on the floor after the play, and is still laying there as the other nine players are in the other end of the floor. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. 20-16. These two teams have both come out a little more offensive-minded here in the second half. The ball fed down to the baseline. It's going to be knocked free. Stolen away. Folsom coming up with a loose basketball, trying to get rid of it. Gets it over finally. She spins and twists and gets it over to Hannah. Baseline left. Set shot all alone. It's three. No good. Adams unable to drop that one down and up floor with the basketball. It's going to be Gracie. Grable bump it over to the right side. Weber into the lane. The turnaround shot, knocking it down. Harper Wettstein, already 5 in this quarter. She had 4 in the entire first half. And now Lady Ravens up court passes. Loses on the floor. It's going to be stolen by Troy. Here come the Trojans. Outlet down the right side. Wettstein took her eye off the ball and dives on it. And we got a jump ball called. Possession arrow. It's going to go to MHMA. 22-16. Troy in front. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And again, Keckner has been doing the ball handling for this team. She'll skip it over to Cody. Little head fake. Can't lose the defender. Here's a 3. Perfect for Caitlin. So Folsom, who had 1 point on 1 of 4 on the free throw line in the first half, comes out and shoots in the second half, and Nora Adams slides over and tries to block the upcourt play and will pick up her third foul. So Capri Keckner and Nora Adams with 3 fouls each for the Lady Ravens. Troy will bring it in to Harper, and Wettstein walks it up the floor. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Troy works the outside. Lady Ravens get right back into that zone on the inbound. They'll dish it left. Bounce pass in the middle. It's kicked by Keckner. And it's going to come back to Troy. Coach Knoll not very happy with that kick call. 5:27 to go. Here we go. Back out on top. Troy, baseline left. The 3. Boom. Another 3 for Harper Wettstein. She's got, what, 8 already in less than 3 minutes of the second half. And now Wettstein will steal the upcourt pass. She'll bring it up the floor. Top of the key. Squares. Shoots. 3. That one does not go in. Folsom is going to rebound it away. Here come the Lady Ravens. 25-19. And now the steal. The ball on the floor. Caitlin goes to the hardwood to try to get it back. Jump ball back to the Trojans. It'll be put in play right at midcourt from front of the scorer's table by Gracie Grable. And Harper Wettstein brings it up. Troy going right to left. Wettstein slides to the right, pushes it up on top to Gracie. Looks into the middle, nothing there. Back to the right side, Frank, and she'll go 3. Squares up, hits it. The official says she traveled. Both coaches are giving the officials a little static here tonight as the Lady Ravens dodge a bullet. That 3-pointer wiped away, and here comes MHMA. Folsom with the ball in the backcourt. And now she is run into, and that was a clear-cut foul by Harper Wettstein. As Caitlin comes up the floor with the ball, she dribbles it just some distance from the body, kind of a hand extended, and Wettstein kind of took a dive at the ball, made some contact, picking up her second foul. Ravens go into the forecourt, left side with it is going to be Cody. Back out on top, now handling it, drop it around to the right side, Adams, skip pass right side, Folsom. Lops it back out on top. 3 for Keckner. There it is. Capri hits the 3-point shot, and it's 25-22. More scoring in the first half of the third quarter than in the entire first half of the game. We've got 4 minutes and 10 to go in the third quarter. And now the ball in the middle, a jump ball call. It's tied up. And back it'll go to the Lady Ravens. Troy will rotate Macy Grable back in. That's kind of been the pattern set up here for Troy with Emerson Weber out, Macy Grable coming back in. And for the Ravens, pretty much no substitutions. Those starters are out there and have been out there for virtually the entire game. We had Kier in for a little bit. Here's a right side jump shot. Folsom for 2 more. So Caitlin, after 1 point opening half, has 8 already in the third quarter. 25-22. That's not right. I think it should be 25-24. Skip pass into the middle. Dish back over to the right side. They'll rotate it on top. The long 3. Perfect for Harper Wettstein. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at 3:32 to go. We are in the third quarter. I'm going to go with my score. I've got a Troy 28, MHMA 24.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Troy, Kansas, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and doing the hard work in the care studio. Tom Couts here at the gym having all the fun, and it has been fun. 3 minutes and 32 to go in the third quarter of this girls' game, 28-24. It is Troy leading Far Hill Mount Academy. During the timeout, the officials came over to the scorer's table, and they got the numbers all ironed out, and they have got it right. For the Lady Ravens, it is Capri, Hannah, Catherine, Nora, and Caitlin. And again, with the exception of Kiara getting in there for a couple of minutes, this has been the five with whom they have gone all evening long. Colston brings it up the floor. She fends off the defender with a free hand, and the defender's going to be called for a foul here. That's got Coach Jasper on his feet. The foul is going to be on Troy's Allie Franken. For Allie, it will be foul number one. Here's a feed, right side, baseline jump shot, three too strong. Rebound, hauled down by the Trojans. It's knocked loose, picked back up by the Ravens. Here comes Kechter. She'll race down the left side. She'll take it to the rack. She'll lay it up and miss it. Rebound underneath, cleared away by Troy. Allison Grable comes up with a basketball. Trojans into the fourth quarter. We're down to the three-minute mark of the third quarter. It's still 28-24. Three-point shot up. No good. Rebound. Pushed up and in. Allie Franken for two. It is 30-24. Now pressure by Troy. They did this early in the game, and they were pretty successful with it, but Ravens are going to break this with the outlet down the floor. The ball's going to be knocked away and out of the hands of Capri, and then off Capri and out of bounds to Troy. 2 minutes and 44 to go. Now, the good news for MHMA is they've stayed out of foul trouble here in the third quarter. They couldn't have afforded to have any more fouls, and they've only committed two in the third, one by Nora Adams, one by Catherine Peisch. So, specifically, Capri Kechner and Nora Adams, who still have three, have not added to that number. Background to the left side, three-point shot, too strong, rebound, Peisch. Ravens back up with it at 2:15 to go. Running three-point shot. No, she pulls it back down. I thought Caitlin was going to go for the running three and then hauled it back in. Ravens are going to reset. Adams goes left side. Back out on top to Folsom. Stepping into the lane. Skipping it back over to Folsom. Her jump shot. Yep, in and out. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Cleared away, Troy. Harper Westine coming up with a basketball. She's being chased from behind and realizes that she hears the footsteps of Hannah Cody coming up behind her. She's able to cover up the basketball, and we're at a minute 45 to go in the third. Still 30-24, Troy. The feed to the block. The layup is home. Allie Franken with back-to-back scores from in the paint, and it's 32-24. We've got a minute and a half to go third quarter. We've got a big collision, and let's see against whom the foul is going to be called, and the official's calling it on Westine. Now, Harper Westine in little trouble. She's going to have to change her game as that is her third foul. All of them have occurred here in the third quarter. And now, you can hear in the background, that is a warning by the officials, an official warning. All right, Coach Jasper at 1:32 in the third quarter. So, that has been chronicled very clearly. We have a very experienced veteran crew. Here's a Raven three that misses for Capri. And here comes Troy, leading it by eight. They'll dish it right. The long two. No. The rebound underneath. Bodies all over the floor. And, boy, this is going to be interesting. Where's this ball going to go? It's going to be another foul called on Harper Westine. That is her fourth third quarter foul. Is that right? With a minute 14 to go It is going to be the fourth third quarter foul for Harper. It is also team foul five, and that means we're going to walk to the other end of the floor, and we're going to get Raven free throws. Now, MHMA is somehow, I think, a little confused because Hannah had stepped to the free throw line to shoot free throws, but she was on the wrong end of the floor, so now she and her teammates will go to the other end of the court and go to the free throw line. It's all the same. It's exactly the same distance. Doesn't matter which end. Three hard dribbles. The look, and it won't quite go down. Hannah Cody continues to pursue her first point of the game and has one more free throw to break that ice. This time, four hard dribbles. And it's going to be a missed shot, but it won't matter because we got a lane violation by Troy stumbling into the lane. And I think that maybe Maisie Grable had anticipated three hard dribbles and she was already leaning in. So Hannah Cody's second missed free throw will be wiped away and she's going to get a third chance. And this one will go in. So that error cost Troy, and Hannah Cody's on the board with a point. It is 32-25, and we're 65 seconds to go in the third quarter. Troy, down court, baseline jumper. Rebound underneath is on the floor. Pice comes down with it. Players on the floor. Jump ball called. Coming into the game for Troy, we're going to get Nicole Judd. And with her four fouls, Coach Jasper has plenty of confidence in Harper Wettstein leaving her in the game. Here's a long three for Troy. No, it's off the rim. Rebound cleared away by Capri. Now, Wettstein laid off that rebound, not wanting to take any chance of being in a little concentration of players. Here's a shot from the outside by Folsom for three, missing. Gracie Grable rebound, knocked away from behind, picked up by the Ravens. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. MHMA with the basketball. Left side, Folsom thinking about the three. This time thinks differently. Brings them back over to Coach Heckner. And off on top is Hannah Cody. 25 seconds. Cody into the lane. Easy layup. Hannah Cody now at 3 points. And it's 32-27. 15 seconds left in the third. Troy's going to stretch it out a little bit. Look for that final shot of the third quarter. 6 seconds, now five. Here it goes. It's on its way. Perfect three for Harper Wettstein. And that will bring the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. The fourth quarter is going to be interesting. The score, Troy 35, Barnhill Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 27.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good to have you with us here in Troy, Kansas tonight, where the guys' game is still coming up, so stick around. We're moving early, moving fast, and having a lot of hoops fun here in the Troy Gymnasium. After three quarters, 35-27. Troy in front. Looking at the scoring now for Morehill Mount Academy, Capri Keckner leading the way with 11. Caitlin Folsom, a big third quarter, is at 9 now. Three apiece, Hannah Cody and Nora Adams, and Catherine Pice with one. For Troy, it was a 14-point third quarter for Harper Wettstein. She is at 18 points now. Allie Franken, 9, half a dozen Allison Grable, and the other two belong to Gracie Grable. Ravens are going to have it in. We're underway, fourth quarter. And again, MHMA did not make a substitution in the third quarter. Got those starters back out there. These are some highly conditioned athletes. Baseline jumper, Adams rolls in. 5 points for Nora Adams. It is 35-29. Here's the feed underneath. No shot from there. The lob back over to the wing, and it's going to be thrown away. Troy will turn it over. And I think coming up a little bit slowly, Allison Grable kind of dove for that ball, and she's wincing a little as she comes up the floor. 35-27 at the end of three quarters, 35-29 now, and we got an offensive foul against MHMA, and lying on the floor now, coming to her feet and kind of hunkered over a little bit is going to be Nora Adams. Let's see if it is. She's rubbing that right elbow. It is Nora who picked up the player control foul. It is her fourth foul of the game. 7:19 and rolling to play here in the ladies' game tonight. And with four fouls, it's Harper Wettstein bringing it up the floor. Kicks it over to Allison Grable. Skip pass, left side. Back out, it'll come to Harper. Ravens laying back in that zone. The feed will go into the lane. The skip pass down to the baseline. It's going to be mishandled, misplayed a little bit, and gets away out of bounds. Trojans are going to turn it over. 6:58 to go, so we are a minute into the fourth. Pressure. The ball's going to be stolen away. Taken away from Caitlin. Over to the left. The three. That sail? No. Offensive rebound underneath. The turnaround. Yes. The back up by Harper Wettstein, and she's at 20. It is 37-29. Ravens coming up court with the basketball, trailing it by eight. Into the forecourt, it's going to come to Cody. Hannah weaves her way over to the right side, and the Trojans set up their defense. Way out right is Folsom. Steps in front, kicks on top. Kechner's three, no. Long rebound, Troy. Gracie Grable will sweep it away. She'll bring it up the floor quickly. Dumps it over to the left side. Nicole Judd in the game. Nicole goes three, no. Rebound. It's going to be saved by the Ravens. I thought maybe they were just going to let it trail out of bounds, but they don't. Kechter picks it up. Kicks it over to the left side to Adams. Back out, it'll come to Capri. Folsom, top of the key, back to the right side. The three for Cody, not happening in the rebound. Cleared away by Troy and Allison Grable. 5:55 to go in the ball game, 37-29. Troy looking for a double-digit lead on this possession. They'll go left side, Franken. Back out top side to Judd. Here's Wettstein with it. Back over to the right to Gracie. Into the corner from 14. The turn, the shot, the bucket. Allie Franken at 11. And it's 39-29. Largest lead of the ball game for either team. And we're 5.5 minutes left. Full court pressure by Troy. MHMA having trouble, and coach knows it. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Ravens at 5:21 to go in the game. It's Troy 39, Morehill Mount Academy 29.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
And now we're having a little conversation about who called the timeout, who's getting charged for that one. So here we go. Lady Ravens with that starting five. Capri, Hannah, Catherine, Nora, Caitlin. Pressure by Troy on the inbound. Cody has it. Kicks it over to Kechner into the forecourt. Folsom. Caitlin drives to the baseline. Crosses over. And her shot blocked. The little crossover layup, and a defender gets a hand up, rejects it, out on top, Capri for three, and hits it. Wait, we got a foul. And it's going to be the three, a foul by the Trojans, and back to MHMA with the basketball. Count the bucket. We're going to have a push, and I don't know that we ever heard against whom that foul is called. It is going to be the fourth foul by Gracie Grable. Here's a turnaround shot from underneath. It's up a good Caitlin. So what a sequence here. a 5-point play down the floor for the Ravens, and they're right back in it, 39-34, Troy in front. Trojans with the basketball back over to the right side. Troy in those home whites works the perimeter. Lady Ravens in the zone. The zone's good for them. Here's a three for Troy. It's way too hard, and it's got to go out of bounds. Back to the Lady Ravens it will come. And now Troy, conversely, they will press all the way up the floor. Keckner to Feisch into the forecourt. Cody, she'll drive all the way to the rack. Goes up, missed the layup. Nice driving layup effort by Hannah, but it's spun away. Here comes Harper Wettstein. Troy with a basketball, leading it by five. Just over 4 minutes to go in the game. Ties game still coming up. Wettstein in the corner. Has not scored but once in the fourth quarter. She's at 20 points. In the lane, no shot. Back over to the right side, and we're going to get a jump ball called. Possession, Troy. 39-34. .357 to go. We're more than midway through. Yeah, the clock is moving fast. But for the Lady Ravens, a couple of more 5-point trips up the court, and it makes a difference. Here's a 15-footer for Troy. It'll be short, and the rebound, Raven basketball. Backing her way up the floor, here comes Cody. Now the defender steps back, and Hannah will move forward down the court. Hands it up on top to Keckner, who goes into the lane, and I don't know how many steps you get in this game anymore. The crowd is just irate. And now Keckner in the backcourt will pick up a foul. She's frustrated with not having scored after taking that many steps. And for Capri, it is her fourth foul. So Memorial Mount Academy, Capri Keckner, Nora Adams, four fouls apiece. For Troy, Harper Wettstein, Gracie Grable with four fouls apiece. And we've still got 3 minutes and 20 to play. Here comes Harper. She works it to the top. A little look away, slides right. Capri's going to have to be very cautious also in that defensive stance, not to get too aggressive. Skip pass comes out on top. Wettstein for three. Online but short. Offensive rebound. And Catherine trying to block the shot, commits the foul. Hang on a minute. That is not on Catherine. I thought it was going to be on 20. The official says 21. I think you got the right wrong person. That would be, if it is Nora, and it is, that is her fifth, and that is five. So it is not on Catherine. It is on Nora. And Nora will foul out of the ball game with 3:02 to play, ending the night with 5 points. And into the lineup for the Ravens will come Kiara Streets. The free throw, airborne, no. Allison Grable, she is 2 of 5 at the free throw line now tonight. Has half a dozen points. The gym grows quiet. The second free throw goes in. It is now 40-34. And we're inside 3 minutes to go. Up court pass by Folsom. Into the hands of a defender. 12-foot jumper. Nope. Rebound. Keckner. Ravens dodge one right there, and Capri brings it up, kicks it over to Cody. Cody pushes off with a free hand, backs away from the defender. 2.5 minutes to go. Tick-tock for the Lady Ravens, as they're going to have to get some points on the board. Right side is Pies, double team, feeds in the middle. Kexer goes up with a shot, goes to the floor. Going to draw a foul, I guess. Now, the officials are conferring, making sure that they agree on this. The foul is on Allie Franken for Troy. It is her second. And prior to a couple of free throws coming up for the Ravens, we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break here in Troy, Kansas. 2:25 to play in the girls' game. Troy, 40. Memorial Mount Academy, 34.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Twice lines of speed of the ballgame this evening has been 10 when they were up 39-29 since then. Lady Ravens have cut that gap. It's 40-34 with 2:25 to go. Coming out of this break, Moorhead Mount Academy with one timeout remaining for the game. And coming to the line for MHMA, Capri Keckner, who's 2-4 tonight, has 14 points. Front half, no. One more free throw for Capri Keckner. Looks it over, and that one's good. So Capri makes it 40-35, 2:22 to go. Harper Wettstein, that huge third quarter, cuts into the lane, goes in and up, doesn't get it, doesn't draw a foul, and it's going to go out of bounds off Troy. Ravens are going to have it back in, and Moorhead Mount Academy is a very much a part of this game. So looking to bring it in, looking to bring it in. Kara Street's wide open in the baseline corner, but they do not throw it to her. Hannah Cody's going to take the inbound. She's going to drive down the court, put up a running shot that does not go in. And here come the Trojans. Wettstein brings it up with a left-hand dribble. Swings it over to Weber. Now down near the baseline, Grable. Wettstein with it again. And a minute 40 to go. Every time you look up at the clock, half a minute or more seems to have disappeared. Still a 40-35 lead for the home team here in Troy tonight. Folsom steps up, getting a little more aggressive defensively, and Ravens are going to have to do something. Troy will just burn this thing down if you let him. Minute 20 to go. Wettstein near center circle, and there is the end of the game for Capri. Keckner just couldn't stand it anymore. She dove in, picks up foul number 5, and with a minute 22 to go, she will end with 15 points. Good game. And into the lineup for the Lady Ravens, we're going to get Ella Eichelberger. So Ella has good height that she brings to the game. But as a freshman, not a ton of experience. Troy with a basketball with a minute 17 to go. Here's Wettstein. We're going to get Folsom. Drives into the lane. Twist, turns, goes in, goes up. Folsom. No, they're going to call off travel. We haven't seen that yet tonight. We're still at a minute 11 to go, and it is still only a 5-point game. So the Ravens right in it. It comes into Kiera now, down to the baseline. She gets double-teamed, gets it away to Eichelberger. Her cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Troy. The driving one-handed shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Hannah Cody, and then a defender right in front of her. Hannah cannot begin the dribble before traveling. Back it goes to Troy. We're at a minute 2 to play. Troy putting it into their end. In, backdoor layup. That's the old junior high play where you bring somebody from the blind side, and now the Ravens turn it over on the inbound. There's another quick 2 for Troy. Troy, bang, bang, scores. And now a collision on the inbound. And this might be, yep, this is going to be the fifth foul of the game for Harper Wettstein. She will be the first player to foul out for Troy with 47 seconds to play. And she's had a 20-point game tonight. Seconds to go. I like how the officials are being checked by the coaches with how many fouls that was. So anyhow, Here we go. That was the fifth foul by Harper. This is why you keep a scorebook. Never going to get a foul in the backcourt. And that'll be team foul five for Troy. And that is going to put Catherine Pice at the free throw line. And that is going to be Gracie Grable fouling out of the game. It is her fifth. So she's going to foul out with 44 seconds to go and end the game with 13. And we're going to get a timeout with Troy. All right, before Catherine comes to the free throw line, the timeout at 44 seconds to play in the game. It's Troy. 44, Morehead Academy 35.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Well, coming out of the timeout, utilized by Troy and head coach Derek Jasper. Troy's had two of their starters foul out. Morehead Academy, two of their starters have fouled out. And coming to the line for the Lady Ravens is going to be the senior. That's Catherine Pice. Catherine, one of two at the free throw line this evening. She'll stand up there, eyes it up. Lofts it forward, that's off the rim, and is going to roll off the left side. One more shot coming up for Catherine. In the background, you can hear Coach Jasper yelling at Emerson Weber, giving her instruction where he wants her to be. Catherine's second free throw, airborne, and rattles right in there. So Catherine Pice with her second point of the game, and it's 44-36. Now it's a full court pressure, and we're going to get a Raven foul by Kiara Street. Coach Noel nods his head in approval. That's exactly what he had wanted her to do. And so for Kiara, her first foul this evening. Folsom and Pice, Street, Cody, and Eichelberger at the free throw line. First shot up. Not going to go in. One more free throw coming up here for Gracie. And got it. It is 45-36. 35 seconds to go. Now, the ball batted away. Players on the floor. Scrum for the loose basketball. The officials, they say, you know what? It's a jump ball. 32 seconds to go in the game. You're looking at your clock and you're going, wait a minute, we're almost done with the ladies game. That's right. We got a good quick start. And the inbound caroms off the head of one of the Troy players. And there was an over and back, no whistle. Cross court pass, going to be stolen by Judd. Troy comes up with a basketball. Wow. That was an interesting sequence. And now Cody's going to commit a foul in the backcourt. And again, they're going to put Troy at the free throw line now with 22 seconds left. And a 9-point Trojan lead. Nicole Judd steps up here. Nicole is one of two at the free throw line this evening. She is a junior for the Troy team. His first free throw is in. Oh, it gets quiet. Nicole looks it over, puts this one up, and knocks them both down. Nicole Judd makes it 47-36. 20 seconds to go. Top side with it is going to be Cody. Steps inside the three-point circle, pulls up her dribble, out on top, it'll come to Folsom. She'll launch an off-balance three that will not drop, and a rebound is going to be swept away by Troy. Plenty of contact, and they're going to call a travel. I was thinking maybe there was going to be a foul, but they're going to call a travel. But all in all, it doesn't really matter when you can burn a little time, but that's what Troy wants to do. Use up these last 7 seconds. Out on top, Cody. The three looks good, but a little wide. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Troy. They're going to hold it up in the backcourt, and we're going to get a foul with 1 second left. So the Ravens will pick up one more last foul. This one is going to be on Hannah. It is her third of the game. And back of the line again, Nicole Judd, who after having missed her first free throw of the night, has hit three consecutively. Lady Ravens are going to go to the bench as that is the fifth foul for Hannah, by the way. So she will foul out here with 1 second to go. The first free throw, no. Nicole Judd, one more shot here. It is up and got it. And by the way, the Ravens have brought Ava Trevino into the game for that last 1 second, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight, Troy 51, Mar-Hill Mount Academy 36. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetta, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Troy, Kansas, where first of our doubleheader is in the books here this evening. And the Lady Trojans continue the perfect season tonight, winning it over MHMA. Recap of the scoring for the game this evening for the Lady Ravens, Capri Keckner, knocking down 15 points, blazed the trail. It was 11 tonight for Caitlin Folsom. 5-point game for Nora Adams, Hannah Cody, 3-2. For Catherine Peisch. For Troy, 20 points for who's got to be the Bank of Atchison player of the game, Harper Wettstein. Harper started off slowly, no points in the opening quarter, 4 by halftime, but a 14-point third quarter propelled her team to their win. And again, Harper, the Bank of Atchison player of the game. Double figures also for the Lady Trojans and Allie Franken with 13. It was 7-9 for Allison Grable, 4 for Nicole Judd. Emerson Weber and Gracie Grable each with a couple of points tonight. Here's what you got. Mar-Hill Mount Academy goes to 2-4 on the season, and this is their first conference loss. They are 2-1. Troy continues to have a special year. They are now 8-0 and 6-0 in the Northeast Kansas League. We're going to take a little bit of an intermission. We'll be back to the boys game coming up next here on CARE Radio. Again, the final score in the ladies contest. Troy 51, Mar-Hill Mount Academy 36. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph, at the CARE Sports Studio. We'll be back here in Troy very, very shortly.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.